Chapter 7 of Maseches Dmai. Yehi Ratzon Shlimudenu Yeischus Lili Nishmas Rebaron Yehuda Leib Ben Reb Noach Tzvi. Hamazmin es chavero sheyochal etzlo. Normally on Shabbos we cannot separate Shumos and Maisros because we cannot fix food on Shabbos, just as we cannot fix utensils on Shabbos. And therefore, we cannot separate Chumas and Maestros during Bein Hashmashos either. However, Hamazmin es chaver shiochal etzlo, if you were invited to eat at someone for Shabbos meal, v'hu eino ma'amino ala Maestros, and you don't trust your host about Maestros, but you accept the invitation because you don't want to create fights, mishum eva. So then the sages created a way for you to pre-separate Maestros. Omer me Erev Shabbos, you can say on Erev Shabbos, Mashani asad lahafish machar, that which I will get to tomorrow, the food I will get tomorrow, I'm going to separate from it from 1/100. Harehu Maeser. That's going to be part of the Maaser Rishon. Chuma Gedola, remember, you don't have to separate because Amaratzim do separate Chuma Gedola from their produce. Ushar Maaser, the rest of the Maaser is Besamuchlo, is going to be next to that piece that I'm going to separate tomorrow. Zesh Asisi Maaser, that piece that I start off with, that I'm going to start off tomorrow with. Asli Chumas Maaser Alav, it's the Chumas Maaser of the Maaser Rishon. Maaser sheni of the produce is bitzvona o bedromo, either the north or southern part of the fruit. Umechulal lameos, and it is deconsecrated onto the coins that I have. And then the next day when he comes, he just separates 1/100th as the chumas maaser, doesn't eat it. And the rest he can eat. Mishnah Beis. Mazgalos hakos. Let's say he's a guest and they give him a cup of wine and they dilute it for him. And it's he's a guest at a home of someone who's not trusted to give maestros. So now he says, Omer mashani asad l'shayer b'shulei hakos, whatever I'm going to leave over at the bottom of my cup or at the bottom of my bowl, harehu maeser, it is maeser. Ushar, and the rest of it, Maaser Samuchlo, the other nine parts of that Maaser are the part of the wine that's next to this little piece that I'm going to leave over. Zesha Sisi Maaser, Asu Chumas Maaser Alav, what I'm going to say, the first thing I said was Maaser, is going to be the Chumas Maaser out of the Maaser Rishon. Umaaser Sheni Befiv, the Maaser Sheni is going to be at the top of the cup. Umuchlala Maos, and it is deconsecrated onto money. And then when he drinks the cup, he eats the food, he leaves over a little bit at the end. And he can't actually eat it because it's Chumas Maaser. And he has to be worried that it might be Tamei. So actually he discards it. He doesn't even give it to a Kohen. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael adds. Mishnah Gimel. Poel she'eino ma'amin le'bala bayis. Let's say there's a worker that the bala bayis is going to feed him, and the worker doesn't trust his employer to be separating maestros. So what does he do? No tel grogeres achas. He takes a single dried fig. V'omer, and he says, Zo v'teisha bo sachreha asuyos maeser. This one plus the next nine are the Maaser Rishon, al tishim shani ochel, for the other 90 grogros that I'm being fed. Zo, the one that I'm holding, this fig, asuya trumas maeser alein, is the trumas maeser of the Maaser Rishon that I just am going to declare. Umaaser sheni b'achrona, after these, there's going to be another tenth, a Maaser sheni, another 10 grogros that are going to be after this. Umachul alamos, and that Maaser Sheni is deconsecrated onto coins that I have. V'choseich grogeres achras. Now that single fig that he first separated, that he turned into Trumas Maaser, he can't eat it. and because it's Chumas Meiser. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Yachsoch, it's not that he shouldn't eat it. If he doesn't eat, then he's not going to work hard enough. He's not going to have energy, and he's going to harm the host who is entitled to get a full, honest amount of labor from him. So rather, he has to go out and spend the money to buy another grogaris. He could eat that. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yachsoch, he doesn't need to hide or save for himself that grogaris. Mipnei shehu tanai bezdin, because there is in fact a condition of Bezdin that the Chumas Meiser should come from the employer. And the Meiser Sheni comes from the worker, and he's going to put it onto his coins. So therefore, let the employer produce the Chumas Meiser. He doesn't need to put away that, he can spend it from the employer's money. He doesn't need to spend his money, and nor does he need to make sure not to eat the fig. The fourth Mishnah. Halokeach yain mibein akutim. If a person buys wine from kutim before we prohibited their wine. So now, kutim are not careful with lifnei iver l'siten michshol. They take it literally. They don't think that it's a law that you can't cause people to sin. So whatever wine they sell, they don't separate chumas and maisis from it. So it's basically tevel. So Omer, so now when you have tevel, what does he do? He says, Shnei lugin shani asid lahafrish. The two lugin that I am going to separate after Shabbos, that's going to be truma, harehin truma, that's truma. Vasara, and a little bit less than 10 lugin, it's really 9.8 lugin, are going to be Meiser, that's going to be Meiser Rishon. Vitisha, a little bit less than 9, 8.9 actually, are going to be Meiser Sheni, are going to be the Meiser Sheni, Meichel, and he removes the Kedusha off of the Meiser Sheni, the Shosa, and then he can drink. And this is based on the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that Yesh Breira, that you can make a declaration and only later it'll be determined what it was that your declaration impacted, and therefore he's allowed to do this. Mishnah Hey, Hayilo Teinim Shel Tevel Besoch Besa. Let's say on a Friday you have 100 figs of Tevel that's which needs Chumas and Maisa separated from it in your home. And you are in a Beis Medrash or in the field. You're worried you're not going to get home on time. Omer, so you can do the following. You can say, two figs that I will later determine, they are Chuma. Eser Meiser Rishon, 10 figs are Meiser Rishon. Tisha Meiser Sheni, 9 are Meiser Sheni. Fine. What happens if what you have in your house is not Tevel, it is Dmai? Hayu Dmai, so where you only have to really make sure to give away the Trumas Meiser. Omer, you say, Mashani Asa Lahafrish, what I will separate tomorrow. Harehu Meiser, it's going to be Meiser. Shaar Meiser, the rest of the Meiser, Rishon Samachlo is next to it. Zesha Asisi Meiser, the first thing that I said was Meiser, Asu Trumas Meiser. All of us is Trumas Meiser for the rest. Meiser Sheni Bitzvonu Bidromo, Meiser Sheni is to the north or to the south of the mixture, Mechulal Lamos, and is deconsecrated onto coins. Mishnevav, Hayu Lefanav, Shtei Kalkalos, Shel Tevel. Let's say you had two baskets of fruit that is certainly Tevel. Omer, Vamani said, Masros Zo, remember that you can't be separating Meisros Men HaPatra Lachiyuv. From that which is exempt to that which is obligated. Amar, so he said, Masros, so the Masros of the first basket, the Zo, are in the second basket. So then, Arishona Musaris. So fine, that works. That first basket is now permissible to be eaten from it, and out of the second basket, he separates the Masros. But if he said, Shelzo, the Masros of the first basket, arbaza, or in the second basket, bishelzo, and the maisos of the second basket will be bazo, will be in the maisos of the first basket, harishona musaros. The first basket is has maiser, but the second basket is trying to get maiser from the first basket. The first basket's already potter, because you already separated maisros. So you can't separate minah potter al achiyuv. So the first basket is mu'usar, but the second, it didn't work. If you said maasros sehen, maasros kalkalo b'chaverta karashem. But if he said, that from the first there will be onto the second, and there should be some left over from the first for the sake of the second, and from that which was left over in the second, it'll work for the first, and he doesn't specify, you know, what's going to be for what, so then it could work. Basically, what he's saying, whatever I want is going to be maestros of one basket for the other. So I'm not going to fully fix one basket and then try to use it for the other. And therefore, that would work. Mishnah Zayin. Mea tevel, mea chulin. Let's say you have 100 figs of tevel. Masros were not separated from them. Mixed with 100 figs of chulin that had had maisros and truma gadol, everything separated from it. And they're all mixed up together. So now, whatever you're going to take is going to be a suffix. Maybe you're taking from the chulin, from the patur. Maybe you're taking from the tevel, from the chayiv. So notel mea ve'echad, you have to take 101 figs. And from the 99 that are left, take 9 as Maaser Rishon. And 1 out of the 101 is going to be the Trumas Maaser for it. And then take another 9 as Maaser Sheni. And now you're okay. Everything's fine. Because when you take 101, certainly at least 1 was certainly Tevel. So now everything's okay. That 101 that you first separated, which may have had in it, it certainly has in it the one piece of Trumas Maaser, and you don't know what else it has in it, that you sell to a Kohen with the low price of Truma, except for one piece, which he deserves to get as Trumas Maaser. And then the rest is okay now. If mea tevel, if you have 100 figs, let's say, of tevel, that get mixed up with mea maaser, that get mixed up with 100 figs of maaser rishon that didn't have chumas maaser taken from it. So again, no tel mea ve'echad, take 101, because then you certainly will have one piece of tevel in it, and make one of the grogeres trumas maaser for the 100 pieces of tevel. Sell that whole 101 to a kohen at a very low price, minus one of them, because that already belongs to the kohen. And then you're okay. Next, mea chulin mitukanim. Let's say you have 100 grogros that maisos were taken from them, that got mixed with mea maaser, that get mixed up with 100 pieces of maaser rishon. No tel mea ve'eser. He takes 110 pieces, and he sells that to a kohen with the price of truma. Obviously, you're going to need to have out of the Maaser Rishon, 10 pieces as Trumas Maaser. And of the other 100, we just don't know. Now, Mea tavel tishim meiser. Let's say you had 100 pieces of tavel that get mixed up with 90 pieces of Mea tevel tishim meiser. If you have 100 pieces of tevel and 90 pieces of meiser rishon, he takes the 100, and they're all mixed up together, so he takes 100 pieces, and he sells it to a kohen with the low price of truma, because certainly there should be here 10 pieces of meiser, and there should be, you know, 9 pieces of trumas meiser. And the same law would be if you had tishim tevel, 90 pieces of tevel, shmonim meiser, and 80 pieces of meiser. In all these cases, lo hifsid klum, when he's forced to sell it to the kohen, that's not considered a loss. Because zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol zman shatevel meruba. If you had more tevel than the meiser, lo hifsid klum, he doesn't lose out. The last Mishnah of Masechet Mai deals with a barrel of wine. Misha hayu lo eser shuros shel eser kadei yayin. Someone who had 10 rows of wine, each row having 10 barrels of wine. V'amar, he said, shura hachitzona of the outermost row, achas meiser. One barrel is meiser. He just doesn't remember now what he referred to. No one knows. So notil shtei chavuyos luchsen. He takes the two barrels that are in the corners. Let's call it, there is a one row A to B, then another row B to C, another row C to D, and another row D back to B. So there's A to B, B to C, and then C to D, and then D going back to A. So he takes the barrel on the corner of A and the barrel on the corner of B, and that way he has covered himself that an outermost row, its barrel, is being given as the gift of Meiser. Let's say he said, Chatzi shura hachitzona achas maaser. If he said of half of an outer row, one of the halves of the outer row is maaser. Ve'en yadua ezehi. We don't know what half of an outer row he was referring to. So notel arba chavios mi arba zavios. He has to take the four barrels from all four corners because each one has half a row that it is attached to it. And he sells it all to Kohanim at the low price of Truma. But he subtracts from that price the halves that are equal to the amount of Truma that he actually owes to the Kohen. Shura achas meiser. If he said one row is meiser, ve'en yodua ezohi, and we just don't know which row he referred to, so no tel shura achas luchson. He takes 10 barrels in the diagonal from one corner to the other corner, and out of that, one of them is going to be chumas meiser. If he said chatzi shura achas ma'aser, one half a row is ma'aser. Ben yadua ezohi, and we just don't know which one that is. No tel shtei shuros luchson. He has to take 20 barrels. He has to take barrels in diagonals, and out of he takes out of each group of barrels half a barrel that he gives to the Kohen, and the rest he sells to the Kohen. If he said out of the group of 100 barrels, Chavis Achas Meiser, one barrel is Meiser, He doesn't know which barrel. So no tomi kol chavis v'chavis. So that out of every single barrel, he has to suspect that that may have been the one that had the meiser. So he has to take trumas meiser out of each barrel, and the rest of the barrel he has to sell to the kohen with the low price of what he would charge for truma. Ad kan perek zayin.